Hello and welcome to the Warriors College Football Bowl Podcast. I'm Dylan Cleland, along with Jake Santo. Today we're going to break down the local bowl games for you, as well as take a look at the New Year's Six games, and then reveal our predictions for this year's college football playoffs. Bring in Jake Santo here, and we're going to get started with the local games. We have the Russell Athletic Bowl. It's the West Virginia Mountaineers taking on the Miami Hurricanes that we played on December 28th at 5:30. You can catch that game on ESPN. Jake, thoughts on Miami?
Miami, they had an interesting season coming out of the ACC. They had some key wins early, but they were never able to surpass and get to an 11-12 win team. So it will be an interesting matchup against West Virginia. West Virginia was undefeated for most of the season, had a few losses late that cost them a chance at the Big 12 championship. So it will be interesting to see how things go in Orlando.
You mentioned those West Virginia losses. They came to two ranked teams, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And they played in the final week of the season, and we saw how that ended up with Oklahoma winning and winning the Big 12 as well. So it will be an interesting matchup. You know, there's a two-game swing here in terms of when you're looking at record. But Miami had a couple of tough games, too, so you got to keep that in mind. In the end, when it really breaks down, I think West Virginia is a strong team this year.
I do. I think their defense is solid. The offensive game has been actually somewhat decent because West Virginia was known for that high-octane offense in the early 2000s. And they went away from that, and I think they're back to that level with Russell Shell, the Pitt transfer, heading the offense.
All right, yeah, I look for the Mountaineers to get the win on this Absolutely. One. Moving on now to the New Era Pinstripe Bowl with Pitt versus Northwestern. That'll be on December 28th at 2 p.m. in New York. It'll be on ESPN. Jake, you're going to be there.
I am going to be there. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a little cold outside at Yankee Stadium in New York City. So I look to see if the Panthers can get their first bowl win under Pat Narduzzi. They lost last year in the Military Bowl in Annapolis. So Nate Peterman, James Conner, an inspirational story this year. We'll see. Pitt recently just lost their offensive coordinator in Matt Canada going to LSU. So we'll see how the team reacts to that, but I think it will be a great game.
Yeah, I think it should be a decent game. Pitt 8-4, and the other side is Northwestern. They're 6-6, and really they started off the season with losses to Western Michigan and an FCS school, Illinois State. Western Michigan obviously had a very good season, went 13-0, so that loss doesn't look as bad. But when you're looking on the scale of conference level, Northwestern is really going to have to show up here if they want to support the Big Ten. And
I don't think the Panthers, they need to come out and play a great game. Northwestern may have a 6-6 record, but they played very competitive with Ohio State and Wisconsin at the top of the Big Ten. So this may be a trap game for Pitt, but we will see.
Yeah, and Pitt, amongst their eight wins, they had a 43-42 impressive, shocking win against Clemson, and then, of course, beat rival Penn State early in September, which really, to me, was a big win for the program.
It was a program win, absolutely.
All right, moving on now to the All-State Sugar Bowl. It's going to be Auburn and Oklahoma in this game. It's one of the New Year's Six games. It'll be on January 2nd, 8:30 p.m. on ESPN. Oklahoma is coming off of the Big 12 championship after defeating Oklahoma State, as we mentioned, at the end of the season.
It was down to the wire for them in the Big 12 championship. They were able to beat their rivals, Oklahoma State. There's no Big 12 championship game, so that was the determining factor. Auburn, who was did not have like a huge season, was not talked about nationally. They ended up finishing second in the SEC West behind Alabama, of course. But the Auburn Tigers, they had some interesting, they weren't.
Nothing impressive out of Auburn this year. And when you do lose that Iron Bowl like that, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But coming into this game, it's not going to be an easy game to just pick up that win and move into next season on a high note. Oklahoma is coming to play.
Absolutely. Oklahoma is riding high right now, and I think the Sooners will take the victory in the Sugar Bowl.
I would have to agree with you on that one as well. As we are about halfway through our New Year's Six games, we would like to remind you that you can visit the PTWarrior.com for your latest Penn Trafford local needs or anything else around the area. We have some interesting articles by all of our staff writers on right now, so please go on and check that out. Jake, next we have the Rose Bowl game presented by Northwestern Mutual, and this will be a matchup of a USC team that was struggled early on, and then a Penn State team that also struggled early on. Yeah. But they've played tremendous since then.
Oh, absolutely. Starting with Penn State, James Franklin was on the hot seat this season. He had not done anything with the program. They went 8-4 one year. The sanctions have still caused a little bit of a ripple effect in the program. But after that Pitt loss early in September, it did not look good for James Franklin. But the team rallied behind him and was able to win 8 consecutive games.
Yeah, it's really tremendous to do that. And USC, also, they won. They went 8-0 on a streak to finish the season, including wins over Washington and Colorado. Washington and Colorado played in the Pac-12 championship, to put that into perspective.
And Washington's in the Final Four for the college football playoffs.
Right. Penn State also won their division, the Big Ten East, which was arguably one of the most competitive divisions in college football.
With Ohio State and Michigan, some of the top teams in the country.
Yeah. And the Trojans, we mentioned Penn State's rough start. They went 1-3 to start the season. So when you look at the numbers and the record, very similar tracks for these two teams. 2-2 and then 1-3 after 4 games. And then from there, they both went on a tear. I think USC has a good shot at this game, though. I feel like they are riding the streak. They're playing in their backyard, too. Yes. They're playing right in Pasadena. And this game is January 2nd. It'll be at 5 p.m., as always, played when the sun is just right in the middle of the California sky.
I hate to admit this, being a Pitt fan, but I think the Penn State Nittany Lions, they will have a large fan base. Penn State always travels well, and I think that Saquon Barkley will be able to run on that USC defense, and I actually believe that Penn State Nittany Lions will win the Rose Bowl. It's hard for me to say, but...
Yeah. That'll be an interesting one. It'll be a big win for either team program-wise, too. USC has been unstable for some years. The sanctions, as you mentioned, still have an effect on Penn State. Big game for the future in the Rose Bowl this year. Next, we have the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. It'll be a battle between Western Michigan and Wisconsin on January 2nd, 1 p.m. kick on ESPN. An interesting matchup this year. Wisconsin's coming off of a loss to Penn State in the Big Ten championship game. But under Coach Paul Chryst, they had a very good season.
They did. I was very surprised coming out of the Big Ten. Wisconsin was a name that wasn't really considered for the college football playoff, but otherwise they had an excellent season, had top 10 wins. They finished the season, I believe, still in the top 10. However, Western Michigan was the surprise of the year. They went 12-0, winning the MAC championship. They had this coach, fiery coach, just an unbelievable run, beating everybody they played.
Yeah, they really did. They just got the ball rolling, and they kept going and going. And they had two other wins against Big Ten teams already this year. I believe it was Illinois and Northwestern. So if that continues, you know, that path, they could be 3-0 against the Big Ten. And you can't argue with that coming out of the MAC.
And Wisconsin had a rough performance. They started in the Big Ten championship. They were up 28-7 against Penn State, was looking good, had a shot at going to the Rose Bowl, and things fell apart. So it'll be interesting to see how Paul Chryst will be able to reconcile that team and bring them, see if they'll be able to play for the Cotton Bowl.
The Broncos came to play throughout the season. It'll be interesting to see what happens in this game. I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
I really want to go with Western Michigan. They have not lost all year, and they haven't shown they know how to lose. So, but Wisconsin's the bigger batter team, and I think I'm going to go with the Badgers here.
All right, little switch up there. You had me thinking Western Michigan for a while. The final of the New Year's Six games that is not a semifinal is the Capital One Orange Bowl. It's Florida State and Michigan. That'll be on December 30th at 8 p.m. on ESPN. So that'll be New Year's Eve, if you will. Michigan was one of the teams that just missed the top four and arguably could have been in the top four. They were the only team in the conversation, though, that was a two-loss team. Mm-hmm. So that says a lot right there. They found themselves out of a chance at a conference championship because of their loss to Ohio State in overtime. Of course, that was a big game towards the end of the season. And then they also lost 14-13 against Iowa. So that's not a bad loss, but Iowa, we see, didn't turn out to be anything spectacular this year either.
No.
Florida State, on the other hand, we have them coming out of the ACC. They lost to Louisville, North Carolina, and then Clemson ended up being the ACC champion. So the Seminoles, I think, are the second-best team out of the ACC, but Michigan played in that tougher conference.
They did. Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, everybody in that Big Ten. I think the Big Ten was probably the best conference in college football this season. Michigan, coached by Jim Harbaugh, one of the best teams in the country. Unbelievable talent, been competitive all year. They had a shot of beating Ohio State there, maybe could have been considered for the college football playoff. There have been reports of Jim Harbaugh's name involved in the NFL talks for the Los Angeles Rams position, so it'll be interesting to see how the players may react to that on the field. Florida State, they had an off year. Usually it's very competitive with Clemson, but Clemson had the clear advantage this year in terms of wins and conference dominance. So we'll see how the Seminoles play.
Yeah, they're not a far trip for them either. That Orange Bowl will be played in Miami Gardens, so easy trip for them. And Michigan will be heading south for the holidays.
Who do you have for this game?
Michigan. I'm going to go Michigan. In my eyes, when you're looking at the top six and everything, I think they're on the same level with Penn State. Like, they're there, but they're just not quite there. And credit to both teams. They had fantastic seasons, don't get me wrong. But I think when it breaks down to them and Florida State, I think they have the advantage. All right, now we got to get into what everybody wants to talk about. It's the college football playoff. It's entering its second season in use. And this year we'll have the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl featuring the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Washington Huskies. This will be played on December 31st, 3 p.m. kick on ESPN.
Alabama. What can you say? Nick Saban, that whole team has had a tremendous season. They have not lost since the previous season. They are the defending national champions. They are the dominance of the SEC. They are what you see as a program in college football. Nothing but respect for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Washington, on the other hand, the new team have not been primarily well-suited in the Pac-12. This is their first year having some dominance. They have been criticized recently for their out-of-conference play, which is ranked second worst in the entire nation. They will be receiving a tough test come December 31st in Atlanta. So,
yeah, it really is going to be tough. As you said, the dominance from Alabama year after year after year. I've been wondering, when is it going to stop? But, I mean, even them compared to the other teams in the SEC this year, not even a comparison. That SEC championship game wasn't even
in Florida.
It wasn't even a game. And I'd love to go with the underdog, the new kids on the block, but I got to go with Alabama to go to the championship.
How can't you?
Right.
Until they prove you wrong, you have to go with them.
Yeah, very good point with that. And speaking of that, like you said, they haven't lost in a very long time. You know, undefeated season after undefeated season. When they lose, then I'll question them. That's what it boils down to. The PlayStation Fiesta Bowl is what we'll be looking at for our second semifinal. It's going to be Clemson and Ohio State. That'll be on December 31st as well. Kickoff 7 p.m. or, you know, as soon as the other game ends. That's typically how that kind of thing works. That'll be on ESPN as well. Both of these teams are one-loss teams and were ranked number two at the loss of their defeats. So that poses an interesting thing to you, to both of us. Why did they lose when they did? But more importantly, they were able to bounce back.
Sure. Clemson had a little slip-up. They had a very competitive game with the Pitt Panthers and were unable to pull it out. But after that Pitt loss in October, I believe, they were able to rebound, and they outscored their final opponents by drastic numbers. Ohio State, that win against Michigan solidified their standing in the college football playoff. I think no matter what they were in, Penn State fans might disagree with that opinion, but I think they're the correct team to be in the college football playoff. Urban Meyer has had a great season coaching the guys. It's going to be a great game.
It really is. The Ohio State loss came at the hands of Oklahoma in week two. I'm sorry. That was their win. That was their big win. I don't know how I got that confused. So that was a big win for them to go into Oklahoma.
Yes. The Penn State loss on the blocked field goal at Happy Valley was the loss against Ohio State. That's why Penn State fans have a little bit of disagreement there. But the Buckeyes had a great year. That Michigan game at the final game of the season was tremendous. It could have gone down either way going into overtime. Deshaun Watson has had a terrific career at Clemson. They were in the college football playoff last season, almost pulled off the upset against Alabama. We're not able to. We'll see if the Tigers will be able to capture that national championship this year.
I think it's going to be the Buckeyes. When it really boils down to it, I think they're the bigger team, the stronger team. It's going to be one of the best games. In fact, all of these games that we've talked about are going to be just tremendous games. When they were announced, it was like, team after team, you're like, oh, they're that good too. Oh, they're that good too. You know, all these teams are so deserving of having a chance to play in the semifinal or these, you know, upper echelon games. But when we're talking about your semifinals, this is the cream of the crop.
It is. However, you choose Ohio State. I'm going to choose Clemson in this game. The reason why, Deshaun Watson. That's the only reason. I trust him. He was a Heisman candidate this year. He was a Heisman candidate last year. I think that team is on a roll since that loss against Pitt. I think they are determined to go back to the national championship game, play Alabama, and win. And I think they may be able to do it.
All right, it'll be Urban against Dabo once again. So we'll see what comes up when they meet. And that leads us, based off of our predicted games, we both agreed on Alabama. You said Clemson, I said Ohio State. Who do you have winning the national championship on January 9th?
I talked about if Clemson would be able to do it. I don't believe they will be able to do it. I'm still going with that Crimson Tide. Nick Saban is probably one of the best coaches in college football history. He has been able to win a multiple program, and I think he will be able to continue on his winning ways.
It's time. It's time for an Alabama loss and a national championship, and it's going to come at the hands of Ohio State. I believe in the Buckeyes. I think that they had a very just all-around resume was pretty good. They didn't get that chance to play in the Big Ten title game because they lost to Penn State. But if they would have, they would have beat up Wisconsin, I believe.
People need to remember that Ohio State actually beat Alabama in the first running of the college football playoff and eventually won the national championship. So Ohio State knows how to do this. They know how to beat Alabama.
Yeah, that further solidifies why I believe Ohio State has a legitimate shot at this. We have a couple more minutes. We're going to just run through a couple other bowls real quick for you, some extras, if you will. The Valero Alamo Bowl will be Oklahoma State and Colorado on December 29th at 9 p.m. It'll be on ESPN. These two teams were interesting this year. Colorado was a surprise to most with road losses to Michigan and USC, but the competition in the Pac-12 allowed the Buffaloes to have a lot of success reaching the conference championship, where they did lose to Washington. Yes.
Oklahoma State also had a great season. They were down to the wire playing for the Big 12 championship against their rival Oklahoma. Oklahoma State is a power offense just like the Big 12. Your Big 12 is known for that high-octane offense. It will be interesting to see if the Cowboys will be able to beat the Buffaloes, who have had a very surprising season.
This game should be a fast-paced, exciting, action-filled game. I got to go Colorado.
I'm going to go Oklahoma State. I think their offense is too much for the Buffaloes to handle.
All right. The Hyundai Sun Bowl will be played on December 30th at 2 p.m. It'll be on CBS. It'll be between the Stanford Cardinal and the North Carolina Tar Heels. Tar Heels came into this season a little questionable. The Tar Heels had a chance at the ACC Coastal Division at some point, but losses against Duke and North Carolina State really hurt them, two in-state rivals.
Absolutely. You can't do that if you have a chance at the ACC. And Stanford Cardinal had a very unorthodox season, usually a top 10 team, never been able to really crush that threshold. But Christian McCaffrey, coming into the season, was a Heisman candidate, but did not have the season to live up to. But I have been somewhat disappointed with the North Carolina Tar Heels. I thought they would have a better season being able to defeat Virginia Tech. They were not able to do that. They got crushed in losses against Duke and North Carolina State, two teams they should have beat. I'm going to go with the Stanford Cardinal here. I think they're the better team from the Pac-12.
I have to agree with you on this one. North Carolina was up and down a little bit this year at times, and you know, when you have that consistency, or inconsistency rather, you're just not sure. And Stanford, you know, as you mentioned, they've built themselves to where they're a respectable team, and I think they're going to get the win here. We have one more game for you that we're going to get through real fast, and then we'll wrap things up here on the Warriors Bowl preview. The Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl will be Louisville and LSU on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 11 a.m. kick on ABC. Louisville's coming out of the ACC conference here, and they finished 9-3 after starting the record, the season 9-1 with a loss to Clemson. They lost the last 2 weeks of the season, and they're really in a slump right now.
Yeah, Louisville. They almost pulled off the upset early this season against Clemson. They were not able to do that. I think Louisville is a terrific team behind Heisman winner Lamar Jackson, the Heisman winner.
Mm-hmm.
LSU. They had a rough season. They actually fired their head coach. They hired an assistant, Ed Orgeron. He is a character to say the least. You want to say about him?
Yeah.
LSU is a terrific team. This is my favorite game of the non-Power 6, non-college football playoffs. I am very fortunate to look forward to this game.
Yeah, this really will be an interesting one. LSU has just, over the past couple of years, they've really been up and down and not knowing week to week what's going to happen, really, as far as win or lose. But Louisville's really kind of in a slump here, so I don't know if they'll be able to bounce back. Their losses, it was a 36-10 routing at Houston, and then a mediocre performance against the rival Kentucky. And like you said, they do have the Heisman winner on their side, so is that going to be enough to beat this LSU team that we haven't seen consistency from in a while?
No. Louisville, I think they're going to be able to pull off the win. They have had a rough stretch kind of. But I think the month off is going to help Lamar Jackson. I think that prestige coming with winning the Heisman is going to put the Cardinals over the top.
All right, so you're taking the Cardinals. I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, too. So thank you for tuning in. This has been the Warriors Bowl Preview Podcast. Please go on to catch the podcast again or surf around on the website. It is theptwarrior.com. All of our staff writers, from A&E to sports to news, whatever you want to read about. There's lots of variety, some editorial pieces on there as well. Check those out and email us or give us your feedback. And next time we can talk some more. Maybe you could recommend what you'd like to hear from us and we can talk some more. But this has been the Warriors Bowl Preview Podcast. For Jake Santo, I am Dylan Cleland. Happy holidays and enjoy the college football bowls.